I mean, seriously. So I got, when I was in, I think it was in sixth grade, I got the most improved player because I had no idea about anything about football. So it took me about two or three games before I kind of started understanding what was going on. I just was like, we're hitting people and, you know, I'm running out for pass. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. But then I just, like, something clicked in me. And they put me on the defensive line in a practice one day. And I just, they couldn't stop me. They couldn't keep me out of the backfield. And I was, the coach was like this a little Italian guy, and he cussed a lot. But, and he wore those little short football shorts with the whistle and like the tucked in shirt. And he was just, you know, he's all mad. But he was mad because I was destroying his offensive line and I was head faking them. And I was like just getting to the quarterback and sacking him like every play. And I don't know what happened. I just like realized, hey, this is all I got to do is just like cause havoc. And then, so the guy that was the owner of the team, he was one of the coaches too, but he wasn't the head coach. And he would just like walk up and go, animal. But the reason I got, the point of telling that story is the reason why I got that award is because I sucked at the first part of the season. And I didn't know what I was doing. And then at the end, I was like one of the all-stars on the team. So, you know, commendations are something that are a big deal. So when Paul's writing this commendation, look at verse 1. It says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria. And so this is a church that was obviously established. And I think this is where, and I think this is just like a small house church. But anyway, this lady Phoebe, it's the only time her name is mentioned in the Bible. But she is at this church. And then, so who's Paul writing this letter to? He's writing it to the Romans, isn't he? There's a church or churches in Rome. And he wants to tell them, hey, I'm commending you to her. She's a great Christian. If she shows up at the church, hey, verse 2, that ye receive her in the Lord as become a saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many and of myself also. So Paul's just saying that, look, this is a great lady. Receive her. If she comes to church, receive her. And she's someone that's to be commended. She's not like a, you know, obviously all Christians are equal. I'm not saying they're not, but some people do more than others. Okay, and that's just a fact. That's why she's being commended. So that word succorer means someone who gives help. And it's not just someone that just gives help, but someone who gives help in the time of need. Someone that's a recoverer of somebody that's maybe sick, maybe they're going through a hard time. When I looked at some of the definitions, it said saver, rescuer. You know, it's someone that helps somebody, but it's somebody that helps somebody in a time of need. Like sometimes someone just comes along and helps me in the ministry, and it's just like that. I needed that person right when they came. And so there's a lot of people in this church that I would commend. I commend everybody in here. Everybody goes soul winning in this church, and I think that everybody is stellar Christians that go to this church. But you know, it says that she was a succorer of many and myself also. I think that she was probably a great soul winner. I think a lot of her business was probably going and helping people. Obviously, she helped Paul and helped Paul. It says of a succorer of many and myself also. Well, Paul went through some beatdowns in his life, didn't he? Maybe she's the one that patched him up a couple times. Who knows? But whatever the reason is, Paul's commending her as a great Christian, and there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, that person's a great Christian. As long as you're not patting yourself on the back, that's all right. See, Phoebe didn't say, hey, Paul, get out of the way. I'm coming to see you guys. I'm a great Christian. You know, that's not what's happening here.